A logo appears in bold, slanting letters over a blue planet in space. Turner. Now, a logo of a thick-maned lion framed by a ring of film. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Now, in a black-and-white film, titles appear over a silhouette of branching trees. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Tarzan the Ape Man, with Johnny Weissmuller as Tarzan, Neil Hamilton as Harry Holt, C. Aubrey Smith as James Parker, and Maureen O'Sullivan as Jane Parker. Directed by W.S. Van Dyke, based upon the characters created by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Adaptation by Cyril Hume, copyright 1932. This film has been described by Descriptive Video Service, a division of the Media Access Group at WGBH, with funding from the U.S. Department of Education. Described by Rene Ruthel, read by Peter Haydu. In an African village, simple grass-roofed huts border a serene ocean. Dark-skinned natives trek through, shouldering massive elephant tusks. At the water's edge, natives haul luggage off a raft. A woman with a parasol looks on. Now, at a bamboo cabin, a makeshift sign reads, James Parker, General Store, Trading. Inside, two white men in safari garb hover over a wizened native man.
Yo. Yo.
Now look here.
Yo.
That's
yo.
A river.
Yo.
Water. Magic.
Yo. Yo.
Is that the Mutia Escarpment?
Yo.
One man points to a map.
Yo.
What river is that?
Yo.
No one ever crosses that river because beyond that is the Mutia Escarpment.
I'm afraid you're wasting your time with him, Parker. He's working himself into a juju.
All right, Riano, take him away.
An African servant man helps the native up and out of the cabin.
Very helpful, I don't think. Always the same old tale. Mutia Escarpment, too strong, too high. What they mean is, if the elephants have a burial place, that's the elephant's business, and we've no right to butt in.
Well, perhaps we haven't.
What? And let 1,000,000 pounds of ivory go to rot under the earth? Just how keen are you on this idea?
Well, it means escape from this cursed hole. I'm keen, all right.
So am I.
Daytime, near a docked boat. A pretty young woman in a white dress and matching cloche hat walks ashore down a narrow gangplank. An older woman greets her.
Excuse me. Can I help you? I'm Mrs. Cotton, Mrs. Dr. Cotton.
Thank you so much. I'm looking for my father. I can't think why he isn't here. I cabled him. So my name's Parker, Jane Parker.
Oh.
Excuse me. Did you say Miss Parker?
Parker? How
yes.
Exciting. What a good job we came down here. Why, this is Mr. Holt, your father's partner.
How do you do?
What marvelous luck. How do you do? He's still here, my father. I mean, he hasn't gone away or anything.
No, he hasn't gone away. You caught him just in time.
Well, shall we walk along and get acquainted?
Yes.
What about your bag?
Oh, it's here.
Well, never mind. I'll take care of it.
Mr. Holt, will you bring it along?
Yes, of course.
Well, shall we start now? It's just a few steps along. Yes. You see that big building on the right?
Mr. Holt, a square-shouldered man with a thin mustache, watches as Mrs. Cotton leads Jane to the trading post.
What's it there? I beg your pardon. I didn't hear you.
Jane steps ahead of Mrs. Cotton onto the porch.
Well, here we are. Now, I don't want to butt in. If you'd rather see your father alone.
Yes, I would rather.
Oh, I see. Well, if there's anything that you want, don't forget to let me know. You know, in a community like this.
Thank you so much.
Well, perhaps I shall see you this afternoon. Come over and have a cup of tea.
Jane clutches a small white purse. She looks into the back room where the gray-haired Parker gazes at a silver-framed picture of Jane. Smiling, Jane rushes to the doorway, then stops. She quivers with emotion.
Hello?
Parker turns. Deep creases line his weathered cheeks.
Hello?
Jane! Whatever? What on earth? Oh!
They embrace.
Oh, darling, don't ask questions. Don't do anything. Just be glad to see me.
What does this mean, dear? You're crying.
No, isn't it silly?
But my babe, you mustn't do that.
No, but you're going to have to wait till I get through.
Jane pulls away. She dabs her eyes with a dainty handkerchief. Her father takes out a large cloth.
Let me look at you. You're just the same.
Yes, but a bit more grizzled and moth-eaten.
Oh, that's only because you've been missing me. You have been missing me, haven't you?
Missing you, my darling.
That's better. Now say you're glad to see me, or I shall go right back.
I'm afraid you'll have to do that in any case.
Ooh, shall I? Listen, Dad, from now on, I'm through with civilization. I'm going to be a savage, just like you.
We'll talk about that later. Now, let me have a look at you. Attractive. Mighty attractive. I don't know how I managed it.
A cable for you, sir. Just coming by the boat.
Hello, Beamish. See who's arrived.
It isn't. It is. Well, knock me for a row at nine pins if it isn't Miss Jane.
Hello, Beamish, old boy. Hello.
But I say, what brings you to this awful hole?
That's a perfect criticism of Africa. What's the cable, darling?
From you, to say you arrived today.
I call that perfect service.
Holt enters.
Hello, Holt. What do you say to this for a surprise? My daughter, Mr. Holt.
Well, Mr. Holt and I have already met. She was very kind and got my baggage for me. Did you find it?
I did. Tell him to bring them in here.
Here?
Yes, look, I'll show you where to put them.
Boy, could you hop up?
Look, boy, put this down here, will you?
Three Africans file past, bearing large trunks on their backs. Parker's mouth gapes as the small room fills with luggage.
Fine room. Oh, look, you can just leave those. There. Anywhere. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, heaven.
Well, I told you I'd come to stay.
Well, what have you got to nurse and all that?
Oh, just the necessaries of life.
Can I get you a nice cup of tea, miss?
Isn't that English? I come 6,000 miles and all I'm offered is a cup of tea. What's wrong with the drink?
All right, I'll get you one.
Shall I send the rest of the baggage?
What?
Grinning, Holt leaves.
I like you, Mr. Holt. He's nice. Don't you?
Six big.
What?
Huh?
I was talking about Mr. Holt.
Oh, yes. He's a nice fellow. We get along splendidly.
Parker sits.
He hates Africa, too.
Hates Africa?
Oh, yes.
I don't believe it.
Why not?
Oh, he's too strong and dirty looking like you.
Well, I don't like Africa either.
I don't believe that either.
Standing before a mirror, Jane begins to undress. The old man catches a scent on her folded jacket, and as he bends to it, smiles tenderly. Looking up from his reverie, he notices his daughter wears only a slip. He frowns, shifting in his seat, then starts up.
Yes, well, I think I'd better be...
Darling, don't be silly and embarrassed by me. Well, you've asked me sometimes. Very nearly spanked me, too. Several times.
Very nearly.
You know, perhaps if you actually had, I wouldn't be so obstinate. And I am. Very obstinate.
Jane wipes cold cream off her face.
Hey. What are you trying to do?
Clean my face.
Oh, but what's wrong with soap and water?
Everything, darling. Let's preserve that schoolgirl complexion.
Stop.
Jane begins to dress, then turns suddenly, listening.
What's that?
They walk to the window. Outside, African tribes lead cattle across a plain. Ornate headdresses of bone and feather distinguish the groups.
Who are they?
Oh, the Wakandans.
Jane slips into a blouse.
The ones with the big hats, who are they?
Oh, no. They're Kabarandas. There are sometimes a couple of hundred ostrich feathers in each of those headdresses.
Huh? What you might call putting a feather in your cap with a vengeance. What are they doing here?
Oh, man, no. Come to trade.
All right, let's trade them.
Hey, you're butting into my business.
Well, again, you're mistaken. I'm managing it.
Beamish, bring me my hat.
Outside, Parker follows Jane, who wears a pith helmet. As they round the trading post, Jane smiles brightly at the exotic tribes.
Do they always sing like that when they come to trade?
That's not a song. They're invoking their gods to give them the best of the bargain.
Well, I don't blame them. Darling, you've done far too well out of one small store. I don't think it's quite nice.
Look here, young lady.
Jane walks toward the Africans.
I resent that.
Oh, I must be your lady customer.
Large hoops adorn the women's ears.
Well, looks as if their shopping's been successful, anyhow. Oh, how women suffer to be beautiful.
Holt joins the inspection.
Well, I see you're breaking into society. These are our very best people.
Yes, I know. I feel quite out of fashion.
Now let me show you what the well-dressed men are wearing.
They survey a line of warriors.
Come on, boys. Those markings on the shield mean they're the foremost warriors of the tribe.
Not really.
Well,
that little fellow there,
he's
quite harmless.
On the contrary. If you read his shield, it shows that he's killed 5 lions.
Really?
Or men.
He holds her gaze.
Yes. Over here, we have the Wakambas. You'll notice that their dress is entirely different.
The men wear tight chest bands and have leg tattoos.
And these ladies here, are they of the same tribe?
Yes, they are.
In the clearing, a line of native men wearing dark feathers on their arms begins a rhythmic dance. Dark bodies shimmying wildly, the men face a line of native women, bowing as they step back and forth. Their bare backs glisten with sweat. Jane looks on, entranced.
Is you hurt, Mr. Parker? Because
you're just a sunstroke. Thank you.
In the frenzied dance, the men and women lean in and touch cheeks, their bodies in constant motion. Holt gazes at Jane.
It's early for him to start dancing, isn't it?
Who? Oh.
The baby, look at him.
A baby, strapped to a dancer's back, bounces lightly.
Suppose we get a move on.
You do think I'm a child, don't you?
No, I've ample proof that you're not.
Oh, look, every man his own feather duster. Who are they?
The Council of the Aluas.
A spiky, rounded ostrich plume tops each Alua's headpiece. One man with a mud-painted face wears a crown of tusks.
Say, Parker, there's old Chief Umtali. Possibly he can tell us something about the Mutira Scotland.
Not a chance, Holt. I've been trying him for years.
Tell me, what is this Mutira Scotland?
Parker and Holt exchange a look.
Well, when they get through with this, Faldalal, let's hope they'll be in a good mood for some substantial trading. Come on.
Let's get along.
At the cabin.
Father, you still haven't told me about the Mutira Scotland.
Well, do you remember my telling you a fairy tale about the elephants?
Mm-hmm. Hundreds. Which one?
The one about why one never finds a dead elephant in the jungle.
Oh, let me think. Why, of course. I remember. An elephant can always tell when death is coming for him. And when he hears the call, there's a secret place to which he wanders. A place where he can lay his bones with his ancestors. A place of rest.
That's it. The secret graveyard of the elephants. Somewhere to the east, there's a mysterious barrier of mountains called the Mutira Escarpment. And the natives won't say where that Mutira Escarpment is. It's sacred. Taboo. If one of them is found even to have looked at it, he's put to death by the witchmen of the tribe. Now, Holt and I believe that beyond that Mutira Escarpment somewhere lies the burial place of the elephants.
You do? But why? Oh, of course, ivory.
Enough ivory to supply the world. There's £1,000,000 for the man who finds it.
How much do I get for helping you?
Oh, you're not going to help. You can't.
Jane leans in close to Holt.
Mr. Holt, I know you'll understand. I do want to go so terribly.
Holt lowers his gaze.
Well, I think if she wants to go as much as all that, she won't be a hindrance.
Jane's smile widens.
I think you're probably the nicest man I ever met.
Anyone's nice who gives in to you.
You disagreeable old darling.
She kisses Parker.
I'm mad about you.
Leave me alone. I'm not used to this.
Can you shoot?
She lifts her chin.
Like an angel.
Briano, Hunter, let me have that rifle.
Holt passes Jane a wood-handled rifle. Brushing past Holt, she steadies the rifle on the trading counter, facing the open porch.
Beamish. Yes. Hat.
She tosses the hat off the porch and aims. The hat spins off course.
Satisfied?
White.
Holt tips his hat. Curious natives run over, staring. Now a faded map of Africa dissolves to a wooded savanna. An expedition hikes single file across, with porters trailing behind, bearing provisions and packs. Nighttime, a campsite. The natives sing around a smoky fire. A few yards away, Jane, Holt, and Parker sit at a separate site.
Good night, Holt.
Good night,
Dad.
What up?
Night, Dad.
Well, Briano.
Quiet.
Come pull my boots off.
Holt rises and gets a blanket for Jane.
Tell me, am I a nuisance? Do I get in the way at all?
Not in the least.
You've shaken down to it marvelously. You better put this around your shoulders.
Thanks.
The altitude plays funny tricks with the temperature.
I'm not cold.
You may think you're not.
He drapes the blanket over her shoulders, then hesitates a moment. She looks back at him, then rests her chin on her palm. Holt sits on the ground before her, a pipe in one hand.
You're very silent.
I feel very silent. You know, Jane, I'm not a romantic sort of a person or anything like that. But if we get through this all right, is there any kind of a chance for me?
With me? I don't know. I haven't thought about it much.
Well, will you? I thought I hated this country. Since you're here, I almost love it.
Do you, Harry? Mm-hmm. I'm very glad.
Are you?
Glad you like Africa.
Oh, poof. Now you're laughing at me.
A little bit, perhaps. But very tenderly.
Jane straightens, listening.
Well, man, hyena sounds pretty lively.
Horrible noise, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yet I don't know. It's part of it all.
Love it, don't you?
Love it. Who wouldn't? Look.
Moonlight silhouettes the treetops.
Isn't it marvelous? And the funny part is, I feel so completely at home.
Really?
Holt takes her hand.
Good night, Harry.
Funny little hand. So capable and so strong.
He caresses her hand and kisses it.
Yet so soft and so white.
Don't crash it, Harry. I might want to use it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good night, dear. Sleep soundly.
Soundly, with all this noise. Isn't he grand? So proud, so fierce. Yet so infinitely lonely. Why, there's another one. Quite close.
Yes, much too close. Riano.
Father!
Better keep him down in the fire all night. Keep him going.
Yes, Father.
Hello, hello. Must be a village near here somewhere.
That drum doesn't seem stationary. Seems to be coming closer.
It is.
What was that? Didn't sound like an animal.
They stare into the dark jungle. Holt shields Jane with his arm. An African man runs toward them, stumbling into the camp.
Water! Get him some water!
The man collapses. Riano kneels beside him.
He said he looked at Mateo Scarpa.
Mateo Scarpa?
No, thank you. Is that
him? Make him tell you which direction. Where? Mateo!
The man gestures feebly from the ground.
Shut that man!
Holt drapes a sheet over the man.
What was the matter?
They're after him. They're quite close now.
Where are they, Harry?
They all look into the darkness. Holt sits on the concealed man. As fierce-looking tribesmen reach the camp periphery, Holt lifts his pipe to his mouth. Beside him, Jane shivers. The tribesmen stand poised, their faces shrouded in paint and emblems. Holt coolly lights the pipe. A warrior steps forward. White nodules pattern his face and body.
Eka, Tutura, Eka, Tubati.
Holt glances up.
What does he say?
All he says is looking for some fellow that's broken the big law of the tribe.
No man's passed here. We should have seen him.
I told him that.
Quenda, quenda.
The tribesmen stand motionless. Their painted faces glare back from the darkness. Jane breathes deeply.
Quenda! Quenda!
Holt motions for them to go. The leader remains still, then turns.
Joe, Pedro!
The tribesmen retreat.
They're like evil ghosts.
Those are the Abangas, one of the most feared and yet courageous tribes.
Yet they're afraid of the Mutia, Scotland.
It may not be fear, it may be superstition. Some of the tribes, the elephant is sacred even in life. How much more so in death?
Have they gone?
Far enough.
Well, one good turn deserves another. He'll tell us now.
They uncover the collapsed man.
Come on, get up!
Parker rolls him over. Holt kneels and rests a hand on the limp man's chest.
He's dead.
Anyone would die who look at the tear of Scotland.
Oh, poor fellow.
He died too soon.
Did he? I wonder. He was crazy with fear, yet he managed to point. And that's the direction in which he pointed.
Holt nods and smokes his pipe. Daytime, at the foot of a cliff, the expedition files through fern and shrubs. Their native porters shoulder large canvas packs. In the lead, Parker, Jane, and Holt stop. They look up at the steep mountain of rock extending to the clouds.
And that's the Muir Escarpment, eh?
Yeah, and all we've got to do now is climb it.
Huh. Mother Earth must have some very particular secret up there, putting up a wall like that.
Holt ties a rope around Jane's waist.
Why, it's going to be dangerous?
No. All has to be done according to Hoyle, Holt.
Now the expedition starts its ascent. Trees and brush sparsely cover the ragged bluff. They reach a narrow ledge overhanging a steep, jagged cliff. Parker steps carefully around a rocky corner.
Look out back there. It's a bit tricky here.
Parker braces himself and steps cautiously onto the ledge. A porter follows, balancing a large pack.
You all right, Jane?
At the moment.
Be careful.
The porter falls. Holt clutches Jane.
Steady, Jane. Don't lose your nerve.
Jane!
We're all right. What was in that pack, Parker?
Medicines. Trade goods.
Poor devil. Mr. Bad, I don't suppose it'll be helped. You all right now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All the rest of the boys, Riano.
All right, Parker.
All right. Start them going. Well, now, Jane, take it easy.
The group continues to round the tricky ledge. Holt leads Jane by her waist rope. Her face pressed to the mountainside, Jane inches toward Holt and her father. She steps tentatively around the rocky corner. Her foot slips.
Jane! Hold on, Holt! Parker! Riano!
Dangling off the cliff, Jane clings to the thin rope. A scattered haze obscures grassland thousands of feet below. Parker grips Holt, who braces himself against the rock face, the rope tied around his waist. He and Riano slowly lift Jane to safety. Holt comforts the shaken Jane.
Right.
Give me your hand.
Easy now.
Parker leaps to another ledge and holds both hands out to Jane.
Give me your hand. Put up!
She steps across.
Good God!
Holt follows. Jane clings to him.
I died, poor Harry. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll promise to forgive you if you don't do it again.
Would you like to sit down and rest for a while?
No, really. I'd rather go on.
You're quite sure?
Sure.
Oh, good girl.
Come on. All the rest of the boys, Riano.
All right, boys. Will
you? Riano whips the porters as they continue across the ledge, heaving trunks and packs. Later, the expedition hikes across a rocky plateau. In the distance, mountains rise into white clouds. Holt leads, still gripping Jane's rope. As the group passes under an umbrella-shaped acacia tree, Parker frowns, looking around. The group trudges into a clearing in the brush. Holt unties Jane's safety rope.
Well, I don't think we need this anymore. Let me help you.
Darling, you mind if I flop for a little while?
Do us all good to flop for a little while.
Anything you want?
Yes. Nice hot bath.
They look about nervously.
What was that?
Can't say. What do you make of it, Riano?
Maybe hyena, Bonner.
Maybe. Well, come on.
That was a human cry.
Human.
Holt's eyes dart. He takes a breath, considering.
Say, Parker, how do you feel about going on?
I've had enough.
Darling, I know why you're saying that, and I'm not going to be made an encumbrance of. I'm not frightened of a few weird cries. Now, let's get that ivory. Riano, come on.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
Jane strides ahead.
All right, Riano, come on. Yes, Bono.
Bono. What's the matter?
Boy's scared, Bono.
Well, you got your whip?
Give him something else to think about.
As Rihanna whips them, the porters rise, trembling. Holt scowls.
Let's be on our way. Come on.
Later, at a riverbank lined with reeds.
Huh? Another barrier.
Does that mean we lose the elephant track?
Yes, but with good luck, they'll pick them up on the other side.
Toting rifles, Parker and Rihanna lead the way to the water's edge. A massive hippo wades near shore. Holt steps forward.
My gun.
Oh, Harry.
They may be tough customers.
Sharp teeth jut from the hippo's gaping mouth.
Father, without prejudice, would you say that was a friendly noise?
I'm afraid we're intruding. Rihanna, I better get the boys back.
Yes, Borough.
Continue. Slowly.
As they step back, more hippos swim up.
Look out! We're in for it!
The hippos thrash in the water.
The river's alive with them.
Submerged hippos mass in the water.
And a dying elephant has to swim this.
Holt spots two more.
Look there.
I'll feel much better when we put all this behind us.
The hippos plod into the river.
Raft.
Real.
Yes, Borough.
Hot wood for rafts.
Yes,
Borough.
Quick, help! I got it!
The porters move away from the river. They spread through the viney jungle and begin chopping at trees. On the riverbank, Jane points.
Father, look.
A pudgy baby hippo waddles behind its hulking mother.
How's that for touching the messy scene? Can't tell me she's dangerous.
Dangerous? I'd hate to interfere with that child of hers. How they getting on?
Oh, all right, I guess. Come on, Rihanna. We can't be here all day.
Later, the expedition boards two rafts. Holt helps Jane onto a raft with her father.
There we are. Give me a hand. Come over here. All right, Rihanna, push off.
Yes, Father.
Well, Harry, aren't you coming with us?
Well, I'm afraid the boys are going to need a little first-hand persuasion in order to keep going. We'll be close all the way across. All right, Rihanna, come on. Come off.
Using long bamboo poles, the African porters launch the rafts. In the glistening water, the rafts glide toward the group of hippos.
I don't think we'll be able to pull a straight course, Harry.
I'm willing to detour. After all, they live here.
As his raft moves farther from the bank, Parker stands with his rifle poised.
Get to the raft, Jane, and stay there.
All right.
On the other raft, Holt steps to the front, eyeing the water. Jane stands behind her father.
Well, I hope so.
Rihanna, gun.
Yes, Master.
Are you getting nervous, Jane?
No, not a bit.
Don't shoot wildly, Jane. You've got to get him around the ears. Otherwise, you'll just sting him, and then they're dangerous.
I know, Harry. I'll try.
Two hippos approach, their dark eyes shining on their gray speckled faces. Parker takes aim.
Get in?
I think so.
I hope so. We'll take the lead, Rihanna.
Yes, Parker.
Come on, boys. Pull faster.
Holt's raft moves alongside Jane's.
You like it, Jane?
Crazy about it.
No, I'm crazy to have brought you here.
My father, they look like catfish on a rainy day.
Another hippo moves in. Jane takes aim. It sinks below. Parker targets another. More hippos encircle the rafts.
Stop pulling. Hold up, Parker. They're getting too thick.
Hey, boy, stop pulling now. What's the matter?
Fire, Harry, fire!
I can't. We're done, Sam. Get him, hold!
A hippo charges. It sinks back.
Get going, Parker, before he comes back. All right, now, hurry, hurry. Come on, boys. Push this.
Watch out, Holt! He's coming up underneath you!
The hippo surfaces beneath the raft. The porters and Holt leap off. A crocodile darts into the river.
Hurry, boy! Hurry!
Pull
quicker!
Throw your weight
down. Never mind. Help this boy here!
As Holt and the others swim toward Parker's raft, another crocodile splashes in. A hippo flares its teeth at Parker. Reaching the raft, Holt helps a porter aboard. By the shore, another native swims up to the reeds. A stout-legged crocodile dashes forward, cutting through the parched grass. Jane looks up. Near shore, the crocodile snaps its jaws. Clothing hangs from its mouth. Jane composes herself, then helps pull Holt aboard. Another crocodile swims toward a nearby porter. Jane's eyes widen. Inches from the raft, the crocodile opens its jaws. The crocodile pulls the porter underwater.
But it's too late to do anything about him. Look out, boys. Here comes the herd. Pull for sure. Come on, pull. Give me a heavy hand, Jane. We'll get it.
More hippos approach the raft. Parker fires as the porters push the raft to shore.
Can hold.
Right.
Here we are now.
The expedition hastens to land.
Get back, you lads. Come on, Rihanna, let me have the gun.
Yes, Parker. They're still coming, Parker. Don't shoot. They'll stampede.
The group backs away from the water as the heavy-footed hippos climb up after them. Holt and Parker lift their firearms.
Yes.
The group looks around. The hippos retreat, returning to the water. Stunned, the men and Jane watch.
Well, that was friendly of someone.
The native porters exchange wide-eyed looks.
Rihanna, who else is gone?
Misaki gone, Bono.
That cry we heard from the river.
Yes, it must have been. Parker, you take the boys to make camp here. I'll go on farther down the line so we can pick up the trail.
Oh, Harry, don't get lost.
Bono.
I'll try not to. Thanks, don't you come along with me.
Come on, Jane. We get a little bit further from the river.
Make way, boys.
Parker leads Jane through the wary native, still burdened with poles and trunks. Away from the river, a dozen zebra trot through a clearing and into the thick jungle. Parker and Jane reach the clearing.
Ah, good. We'll camp here, Riano.
Yes, Bono. Adula, good to have
him. Put one tent there. A couple here. You boys can camp up there.
Yes, Bono.
What is that?
They look up into the jungle canopy.
Ape.
Chimps swing on vines.
Look!
High up in the dense trees, the figure of a man swings toward them.
White too.
He swings from a branch like an ape.
Father, that's Ty.
His well-muscled form clad in a scant loincloth, the man alights on a branch and darts into the trees.
Father, look!
Hello there! Hello! Come down!
The ape man, Tarzan, peers down curiously.
Riano, you speak to him.
Kujaba!
He can't understand.
Call one of the boys. Try another dialect.
Abdullah! Arigani, Mikani!
Sinamata Palava! Come down! Come down, I tell you, or I'll shoot.
Parker points his rifle into the tree. The ape man continues to stare.
I don't think he even knows what a gun is.
A group of African dwarves appears. One shoots an arrow. It pierces a porter. Parker shoots back.
Dream, Riano. We'll have the whole tribe on us.
Parker and Riano bolt into the thicket.
Where'd they go, Riano? Jane, you better stick close to us. Jane? Jane, where are you?
Nearby, Holt turns, listening.
Jane.
He runs back.
Jane, where are you?
High up in a tree, Jane. Tarzan carries Jane.
Jane! Answer me! Jane!
Parker!
Why don't you answer? Jane, where are you?
Parker!
Oh,
what's the matter, Parker?
Jane, he's taken her.
What are you talking about?
Jane!
Now, in the high branches of a tree, large, thick-furred apes idle playfully. A shaggy ape caresses a young chimpanzee.
Oh,
Apes and chimps scramble up vines. The shaggy ape turns. Tarzan swings Jane onto a narrow bough. She grasps his hand.
Hold on to me.
They sit side by side. Tarzan tugs curiously at Jane's scarf. She rebukes him with a slap, and he counters with a shove. Jane quickly clings to his leg. From the gnarled branches above, the shaggy ape pushes the young chimp aside and hops down toward Jane and Tarzan.
Help! Help! Oh, he's coming at me! Help! Oh, don't let him take me!
Tarzan stands.
Digo! Come on,
Digo!
Lightly slapping the ape's haunches, Tarzan directs the animal away. He returns to Jane, yanking her up by the arm. With one hand, he lifts Jane to a higher bough. Her bare knees press tightly together below her skirt. Jane glances around. Her legs in high-laced boots dangle off the horizontal branch. The young childlike chimp climbs onto the limb beside them. Jane shrinks away, leaning closer to Tarzan. Her slender fingers wrap around his solid wrist. The chimp, with a wrinkled brown face and big ears, gently touches Jane's collar and hat. He pulls a handkerchief from Jane's pocket. Tarzan grabs the handkerchief away and inspects it, turning the white square from side to side. He rips the cloth into strips, tossing them aside.
Higo! Higo! Higo!
Tarzan gives the chimp a firm shove and it waddles off. He shreds the last bit of cloth, then turns to Jane, who glances up tentatively, her hand on his thigh. Tarzan peers at a silky kerchief knotted around her neck. He yanks it off. Tarzan sits squarely, his broad shoulders taut and his tanned skin smooth. As he examines the kerchief, Jane shifts away. In the branches below, a leopard stalks them. Tarzan removes a knife with a 6-inch blade from a sheath around his waist. He leaps down onto the spotted cat. On a thatched landing, he wrestles the thrashing leopard. From above, Jane watches, wide-eyed. The leopard writhes and kicks, restrained by Tarzan's grip. Finally, the ape man prevails. He heaves the cat off the landing. Above, Jane exhales and smiles faintly. She stiffens as Tarzan returns. Jane blinks rapidly, tensing as he nears. The ape man crouches beside her. His brow pinched in thought, he looks from Jane to the sky, where scattered clouds drift lightly in the wind. He looks back at Jane, and then up to a crude cave-like shelter in the trees. Tarzan lifts Jane, and her thin arms curl around his tanned neck. Carrying her slender frame under one arm, Tarzan grabs a free-hanging vine with the other. Legs dangling, they swing through the treetops to a landing near the shelter. Tarzan releases Jane, who clutches his hand, then plops down. He sits beside her, and they exchange curious looks. As twilight falls, shadows of leaves pattern Jane's white blouse. The young chimp, Cheetah, crawls up between them and impishly tosses Jane's safari hat off the landing. Tarzan eyes the shelter, then ducks inside the thatched twig covering. He drags Jane in, tugging her pale arm.
Oh, no! No! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
Jane thrashes and Tarzan grips her wrists.
Let me go! Oh, let me go! Let me go! You hind creature! Let me go!
She flails at his bare chest. Her eyes squeezed shut, Jane arches her back, resisting, as she twists in his arms. Tarzan pulls her to him, forcefully cradling her on his lap. The ape man stares curiously at her anguished face. Jane's eyes flutter open, shining with tears. Relaxing, she gazes up into the broad, gentle face of her captor. Their eyes lock. Suddenly, Tarzan roughly flips Jane off his lap. She quivers, lying face down. Tarzan remains stiffly at her side, watching her. Shadows rest in the deep creases of his muscular torso. He crawls out to the landing. A herd of elephants gathers below. Inside, Jane, her hair wild and unkempt, collects herself and looks out at Tarzan. On the landing, the ape man spreads out a furry animal skin. He stabs his knife into the landing, then lies down, one hand poised on his knife. Jane watches thoughtfully. Soft moonlight reflects her tear-stained cheeks. Her dress open and disheveled, she sighs and settles in. Daytime. High in a tree, three chimps rest on a cluster of vines. Nearby, Tarzan jolts awake, knife in hand. Spotting the shaggy ape, Tarzan relaxes. The ape plods over to Tarzan's tree home. She thumps his chest in greeting. As she bounces up and down, Tarzan pats her shoulder, then peers into the shelter. He drags Jane out by her feet. Jane scoots away, backing into the large ape. She falls back into Tarzan's arms.
Take him away! Take him away!
Here you go!
The ape skulks away. Jane watches the ape leave, then turns back to Tarzan, her delicate lips parted slightly. She pulls away.
Thank you. Thank you for protecting me.
Me?
I said, thank you for protecting me.
Me?
No. I'm only me for me.
He touches her shoulder.
Me?
No. To you, I'm you.
You?
He points to himself.
No.
Jane shakes her head and looks around.
I'm Jane Parker. Understand? Jane. Jane.
Jane.
Jane.
Jane.
Yes, Jane. You? Jane.
Jane.
And you? You.
Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Jane. Tarzan. Oh. Jane.
That's right.
Tarzan.
He jabs Jane. Her shoulder each time he says her name.
Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane. Tarzan. Jane.
Oh, please stop. Let me go. I can't bear this. What's the use?
Una. Una.
Tarzan makes an eating gesture.
Una.
He pats his stomach.
Una.
He rubs Jane's stomach. She smiles.
Oh, yes. I am hungry. Hungry.
Tarzan starts off.
Tarzan! Tarzan, where are you going? Tarzan! Tarzan, don't go without me. I'm afraid of her. Tarzan! Tarzan, take me with you! Tarzan! Tarzan! Oh, wait, I'm coming.
Tarzan glances around, alert, then climbs into some twisted tree branches and is gone. Later, in a tree-lined clearing, three wildebeest with short, curled horns stand together. In a perch above, Tarzan hovers, his knife ready. Tarzan looks up. He strains to see through the dense canopy, then rushes to a lower limb. Tarzan looks into the jungle. His chiseled features shine with sweat. An elephant charges toward him through the brush. Tarzan hastens down a thick tree trunk. Grasping a dangling vine, he balances in a sapling's thin branches. He jumps onto the elephant's back and sits behind its flat, billowing ears. The elephant trots heavily through the jungle. Tarzan rides with his back straight and one hand behind himself for balance. Now they enter a sunlit thicket. Three more elephants stand near a deep pit partially covered with logs and branches. Tarzan moves up beside them, peering down. At the bottom of the deep pit, a small elephant shuffles restlessly. On foot, Tarzan rushes to the edge of the trap. The animal's small trunk pokes up through the web of branches over its head. Grimacing, Tarzan wraps his arms around a thick log, lifts it up, and casts it off. Stumbling, he nearly slips into the pit, then regains his footing. He works quickly to remove more branches. The other elephants help, dragging away logs with their trunk. Tarzan picks up a thick vine, tugs on it, then passes one end into the pit. Taking the vine, the trapped elephant staggers forward. Grass and leaves litter its head. Above the trap, two elephant helpers grasp the other end of the vine in their trunks. Tarzan pushes against their great heads, urging them back. Pulling the vine, they tug the small elephant, who scuffles up and out of the trap. Tarzan continues nudging the helpers until the small elephant steps safely out of the pit. Tarzan pats the elephant's wrinkled trunk, then sniffs the air, frowning. He darts up a tree and scampers into a network of branches. In a grassy clearing below, a wildebeest lopes, thin legs supporting its bull-like body. Tarzan clenches his knife and jumps down beside the animal. As he grabs its horns, the wildebeest bucks wildly. Tarzan gains control of the beast. Bracing its head with one hand, he swings his knife into its throat. Nearby, a thick-maned lion swaggers out of the brush. Tarzan kneels over the downed wildebeest and carves into his kill. Slashing off a hunk of flesh, he spots the lion charging in. Briskly cutting the meat away, he makes a run for it. As Tarzan escapes into the trees, the lion crouches beside the wildebeest. Biting into the large antelope's head, the lion drags its lifeless carcass along the dirt. Now at Tarzan's tree home, the shaggy ape sprawls on her back, jostling the young chimp cheetah. Jane sits nearby, watching the tussle. Her gaze drifts to three chimps swinging on vines nearby. On the landing, the ape rolls over, playfully pinning Cheetah. Figures approach through the forest below, nearing the tree home. The ape pushes Cheetah aside, ending the game. Jane sits up. The men scan the trees.
Mama, here I am!
Riano points.
Bottom! Spit that! All right, Jean! We're coming!
We're coming! Keep still there! Don't come down here!
On a branch nearby, Tarzan pauses, watching.
Stay where you are. We'll help you down. Quick, Riano, get up the tree! Yes, Bottom!
Bottom!
The shaggy ape stands, blocking Jean.
Down, Riano! Look out for that big ape!
Parker and Holt aim their rifles. Plummeting from the tree, the ape's hairy body rolls in the dirt. Tarzan freezes as they all turn to him.
Hurry! Don't shoot!
A shot just misses Tarzan.
Hurry, don't shoot!
As Tarzan dashes out of sight, Parker comforts Jane.
No. It's all right. It's all right, dear. Don't cry.
Hold, get the boys together and let's get away from here.
Wait a minute, Parker. He may come back.
Jane looks from the trees to Holt.
No, let's go. Quickly, please. Hurry.
Holt watches Jane with a puzzled look.
All right, come on, boys.
With Jane in front, the expedition leaves the clearing behind. Tarzan comes out of hiding. He looks about cautiously, then steps toward the ape's body, motionless on the matted undergrowth. He shakes the ape's shoulders. Looking up, the ape man catches sight of the expedition trekking through the jungle. Cheetah wanders up. He slaps the ape's body, then lowers his head. Tarzan prods the dead ape, then levels a steely glare toward its killers. Later, the expedition weaves along a reed-lined path beside a reflective stream. Behind a nearby rock, Tarzan peers out, his jaw clenched, his eyes dark and piercing. One of the porters lags behind. He sets down his pack and stretches across a rock slab to drink from the stream. Tarzan comes out of hiding, stalking the man. He rushes up behind him, jumps on his back, and plunges the man's head underwater. Up ahead, the expedition continues on, unaware. Tall blades of grass sway as they pass. Nighttime at camp. Alone, Jane stares into a flickering campfire. Her arms folded, she heaves a deep sigh. Behind her, Parker emerges from a tent and studies her. He walks over, rests a hand on her chair, and leans in close. She looks up, smiling faintly.
You're in a queer mood, Jane. Oh, yes, I know. It must have been a terrible shock. I've been reproaching myself all the time.
Reproaching yourself? Why? My dear, you don't need to.
Well, what is it? Were you very frightened?
At first. I thought he was a savage. I found out he wasn't. That's all.
I can't make it out. How did he get here?
Oh, what does it matter? He's happy, and at least he was until... Oh, Father, did you hear his cry when that ape was shot? He'd probably never been unhappy before.
Oh, my dear, he's not like us.
He's white?
Oh, whether they're white or not, those people living a life like that, they've no emotions. They're hardly human.
Human? He's human, all right.
We are not prepared. Some of the boys are to fire one.
Holt joins them.
Am I interrupting anything serious?
Jane's got a theory that you were wrong in killing that ape.
Wrong?
Well, cruel.
To whom?
To him.
Why do you laugh, Harry?
Well, isn't that the best thing to do?
Is it funny?
Funny? Extremely. That you should be considering the feelings of a man ape. But I didn't put two bullets into him while I was at it and finish the job.
I wouldn't talk like that. Don't you think it's being a little bit melodramatic and absurd?
Absurd?
Extremely.
Jane stands to leave. Rihanna rushes in.
Water! 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 Oh, Rihanna, Daddy, water!
How did it happen?
Rihanna found man footprint in mud.
You better call the rest of the boys back into camp, Rihanna.
I do! I do!
Harry! Harry! You don't think he did it?
Well, I don't know.
Nearby, in the jungle, several porters carry loads of firewood back to camp. As one lags behind, Tarzan swings down and attacks him.
Mother.
Holt cocks his rifle.
Oh, Harry, Harry, you can't do that. He isn't a wild animal.
He's a murderer.
Well, so were you to him when you killed that ape.
But Jane, we can't stay here and do nothing while he picks us off one by one.
Oh,
we've got to make him understand that we mean him no harm.
But, darling, listen, I can make him listen to
but
me.
You can't even talk to him.
I know I can make him understand me. Won't you let me try?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, please let me try. It's worth it, Harry.
Shall we risk it?
Well, perhaps if you think it's all right, yes.
All right, go on.
Jane steps out into the dark jungle. Parker and Holt tread behind.
Tarzan!
Tarzan stands on a tree limb beside an ape. As Jane scans the jungle, Tarzan scurries down.
Tarzan!
Vigilant, Parker and Holt grip their rifles.
Tarzan!
The ape man steps out from behind a tree trunk.
Harry!
Holt and Parker take aim.
Harry! Harry! You mustn't do that! You promised! Harry, let me speak to him!
Tarzan ducks and retreats into the woods. Parker and Holt follow. Behind them, an ape jumps down beside Jane. Holt, Parker, and Rihanna head into the jungle searching for Tarzan. Near a tree, Riano scans the ground. He points.
What?
Blood! I got him!
Holt follows a trail in the dirt. Above them, a group of apes whisks Jane away. Daytime. A narrow tree limb twists across a clearing in the jungle. Tarzan scales out along the branch. Below, a herd of zebra passes, kicking up a dusty swell. Tarzan jumps from the limb, stumbling on the dry ground. Nearby, in a shaded thicket, two lionesses pace. Dappled sunlight falls on their smooth fur. Shaking himself off, Tarzan wearily gets to his feet. A lioness eyes him. Tarzan faces the approaching cat. Blood drips from his hairline and onto his bare chest. As the lioness prowls nearer, Tarzan stumbles back into the jungle, bracing his knife. The lioness charges. Tarzan clambers up a nearby root, taking to the trees. Undaunted, the lioness follows him up, her paws gripping the bark, her long tail twitching. As Tarzan scrambles higher, the lioness navigates twisted branches and vines in a slow, steady pursuit. A few yards ahead, Tarzan passes through tree limbs cloaked in leaves. He hops down to a long branch, testing its strength. The twisted branch stretches over a clearing, forming a shaky bridge. Glancing back at the approaching lioness, Tarzan steps across. He leaps to a lower limb, and it snaps. Tarzan tumbles to the ground, and the lioness leaps after him. Lunging, she claws his shoulder and back with her massive paws. He shakes her off, but she charges again, pushing him into the jungle. They grapple, chest to chest. Tarzan's powerful forearms lock around her head, and he plunges his knife into her neck. The lioness drops on her back, and Tarzan tumbles over her, stabbing repeatedly. She paws at him, and they thrash, intertwined on the jungle floor. Again, Tarzan's arms wrap around the lioness's thick neck, strangling her. A lion approaches as Tarzan untangles himself from the lioness's body. The lion breaks into a run, straight for him. Tarzan gets to his feet. The lion rears up on its hind legs. It bites into the ape man's bare shoulder. Plunging to the dirt, the two struggle fiercely. The lion's claws wrap around Tarzan's head. Nearby, an elephant lifts its trunk. Tarzan stretches his body across the writhing lion. Straddling the animal, Tarzan tries to choke it, his back muscles rippling. The two roll in the dirt. The lion bares its fangs. His face inches from the sharp teeth. The ape man tightens his hold. In the distance, the elephant runs toward the struggle. On the ground, Tarzan grimaces as he jabs his knife into the thick fur of the lion's neck. As the elephant reaches the clearing, another lion rushes in. Tarzan begins to stagger away, then collapses on the dirt. As he gropes on the ground, the elephant lopes up. The lion nears. Now the elephant carries Tarzan away in its mouth, and the lion turns its attention to a grazing zebra. As the zebra trots away, the lion's pace quickens. It lunges, disappearing with its prey into a wooded thicket. Now Tarzan dangles by his head from the elephant's mouth. They enter another clearing, and the elephant gently sets the ape man on his feet. Tarzan's legs buckle. As the now distant lion shares its catch with two lionesses, the elephant wraps its gray wrinkled trunk around Tarzan's waist and carries him off again. Now on the bank of a calm river, the elephant drapes Tarzan on a tree root covered with grass. Half conscious, Tarzan lies prone in the shadows. The elephant turns away, lifting its trunk. Spots of sun and leafy shadows cloak its wide forehead and creased skin. Plodding to the water's edge, the elephant dips in its trunk. After a long drink, it backs up awkwardly and sprays a gush of water on Tarzan. The ape man stirs, shifting his head. Curling its trunk around Tarzan's wrist, the elephant gives his arm several yanks, but the ape man remains still. Sun shines on his bare chest. Now, apes and chimps gather in some trees. They look around. They drag Jane out of a tree shelter, pulling her by the arms. One of the apes tosses Jane to a lower limb, where another ape catches her and throws her to the ground. A third ape catches her, sets her on her feet, and leads her away. Two apes hobble along on either side of Jane, gripping her pale hands. More apes follow behind. They bring her to Tarzan. Tarzan lies with his eyes shut, blood on his brow.
Tarzan!
Her gaze fixed on the ape man, Jane edges down the bank and kneels beside him. Gently, she shakes him.
Tarzan! Tarzan!
She touches his bloodied forehead, then puts her hand on his chest. She clenches her hands, then tears a piece of cloth from her skirt. Tenderly, she dabs Tarzan's wounded forehead with the cloth. Tarzan stirs weakly. Cheetah crouches beside Jane.
Tarzan! Tarzan!
As the apes watch, Jane fastens the white cloth around Tarzan's head as a bandage. Cheetah slings a hairy arm over Jane's shoulder and nuzzles her smooth cheek. Keeping her eyes on Tarzan's face, Jane carefully lifts his head to smooth the bandage around it. His eyes open to narrow slits, and he smiles faintly, then closes his eyes again. Jane fixes the bandage, then sits studying him, her features soft. A grin spreads across Tarzan's sturdy face.
Jane?
Jane smiles. As Tarzan sleeps again, she smooths his bandage. Cheetah tenderly kisses Jane's cheek. Later, a narrow waterfall tumbles over a rocky ledge, splashing into a glassy river. In a clearing near the bank, Jane removes her boots. She begins to unbutton her shirt. Cheetah looks on from a tree, and Tarzan watches from a higher branch, the bloodied bandage across his forehead. Cheetah claps. Jane turns, her bare shoulder visible through the branches. Tarzan continues to stare. Jane starts to button up.
I wish you'd knock before you enter my boudoir.
Tarzan stands. He wobbles unsteadily in the branches, then shakes his head.
I suppose you know that's going to make your head worse.
Head?
Yes, head.
Head.
Head, that thick bit under your hair.
Head.
He taps his head, then rips off the bandage.
No, Tarzan. Tarzan, no! Oh, dear.
She looks at her torn skirt.
Well, I really can't make you any more bandages.
Tarzan grabs a branch.
You'll get dizzy, you'll fall!
He swings around in circles like a gymnast.
You'll hurt yourself! Stop it at once! I'm not a bit amused!
She huffs a sigh. Tarzan steps down to a shaky branch overhanging the river.
Oh, Tarzan! You see, you'll fall!
He dives. She rushes to the water's edge, her ripped skirt revealing her bare legs.
Tarzan, where are you? Tarzan! Tarzan! Come on! Oh, where are you?
Tarzan pulls her in. He cradles her in his arms.
That wasn't a bit charming. It was just like a nasty little boy.
Boy?
Yes.
He dunks her. Dripping, she clings to him.
Let me go.
Go?
Yes, go.
He dunks her again.
go?
Yes, no! No, don't let me go. Tell them don't.
Don't?
One arm wrapped around his neck, Jane looks to shore, then pats his cheek.
Nice, Tarzan. Nice, Tarzan. Hey, Jane, bank.
Jane?
Yeah, bank.
He carries her to the bank, where Cheetah hops excitedly, banging the ground. As Jane clings to some grass, Tarzan releases her. He bangs the water, splashing wildly. Cheetah pulls Jane out. She climbs to her feet and looks back at Tarzan in the water. Tarzan tries to climb ashore, but Cheetah pushes him back in.
Huh? Fooled you that time.
He pretends to lunge for her, and she runs straight into the path of a charging wildebeest. She jumps back into the water and embraces Tarzan. He swims to the bank. Jane peers up onto the grassy bank. She relaxes. Tarzan smiles and holds her close in the water.
I think you're the most horrible man I ever knew.
She leans back coyly. He brings a hand around her shoulder and she gives it a slap. He squirts her with water.
Tarzan.
She floats in his arms. He gazes at her as she runs her fingers through his wet hair.
What color are your eyes? Yes, I know. The color of the forest. Gray, green. I wonder what you'd look like dressed. Pretty good. You'd be a great success in London. And I believe you'd love it.
Love it?
Well, would you? Women are such fools. They'd spoil you.
Boy.
I don't think you'd better look at me like that. Far too attractive. I love saying things to a man who can't understand.
She caresses his hair.
Who doesn't even know what kisses are.
Love it.
I dare say you would. I think we'd better land.
When?
Bank, land.
Jane lifts herself up and crawls on her belly up onto the bank. Tarzan grabs her smooth white ankle.
Ah, let go, Tarzan. Let go. Go under.
She kicks him.
I'll stay down.
He pops up. She hops over a dead limb and dashes along the shore in a playful escape. Swimming alongside, Tarzan chases her. The muscles of his back ripple as he propels himself through the water with his powerful arms. Jane glances at him. Her quick steps bounce lightly on the matted grass. Near a cluster of tall reeds, Tarzan pulls ahead. Reaching the clearing, he pulls his soaked body onto the bank, shakes off the river water, and sits squarely on Jane's boots.
Where are my boots?
She gives them a tug.
I do wish you wouldn't be so playful.
She pushes at him.
Give me those boots!
Tarzan remains fixed in a statue-like pose.
Tarzan, please give me those boots.
He pulls her foot and she falls.
Tarzan, let go. Let go my foot. That hurt me.
Hurt me? Hurt me?
Oh, don't be so funny. Now let go.
He inspects her foot.
All right. When you've quite finished, I'll put my boots on. Tarzan, you're tickling. Stop.
Love it?
No such thing.
Releasing her foot, Tarzan leans over Jane, who reclines on the grass. Her chest heaves lightly. She returns his gaze, lowering her dark lashes. Smiling, he puts his hand in front of her face.
Jane.
She lifts her hand, grinning.
You can't get around me like that.
Tarzan takes her delicate wrist. He presses her hand against his own. Her slender, pale fingers touch his massive palm.
Yes. There's quite a difference, isn't there? Do you like that difference? You've never seen... You weren't like me before, have you?
Tarzan stares deeply into her eyes. He shifts his gaze to the trees, then gets up.
Tarzan, where
are you going? Don't go.
He sweeps her up, cradling her in his arms.
Oh, Tarzan, please.
As he carries her into the shady jungle, Jane returns his steady gaze. His damp brown hair rumpled about his rugged face, Tarzan looks up into the trees. Sun shines on Jane's dark curls as their eyes meet again. Wrapping her thin arms around his neck, Jane rests her head on his shoulder. Tarzan begins to climb into the trees. Now the expedition hikes on a thickly wooded trail. Suddenly the porters stop. Setting down their cumbersome packs, they sit. As Parker and Holt look on, Riano snaps his whip lightly. Holt storms toward them.
What's going on here?
Tired, huh?
Holt whips the men. Holt throws the whip at Riano and storms back to the lead. Parker and Holt resume the hike. The porters gather their packs and fall in behind. Now in the jungle canopy, Tarzan shimmies down a sturdy vine. Holding a cluster of apples in his mouth, he leaps to another vine and swings to the ground. Up in a tree home above him, Jane lies stretched out on a leopard skin draped over a bough. With an idyllic smile, she gazes into the river below. Tarzan climbs up beside her. Under his gentle scrutiny, she turns. With a sigh, she rolls lazily onto her back, her arms open and outstretched. Her porcelain skin glows in the sunlight. On a nearby limb, Cheetah watches the pair. He covers his eyes.
Tarzan, what am I doing here, alone, with you? Perhaps I better not think too much about that. Just to be here, to be happy. And I am happy. Not a bit afraid, not a bit sorry.
He holds out an apple.
Oh, Tarzan, I wish I could make you understand. Perhaps I can, gradually.
She opens her arms.
Come here.
She clasps her fingers around his neck.
What are we going to do about us?
Us?
You and I.
You and I.
Darling, you got that right.
He smiles.
Tarzan, Jane, hurt me, boy. Love it, Jane.
Darling, that's quite a sentence.
Tarzan glances around, distracted.
Tarzan, what is it?
Below, the expedition treks into a nearby clearing. Tarzan and Jane look down from the tree, their faces now in shadow. Jane stiffens. Parker and Holt lead, rifles at their sides. Parker stumbles on a root.
Oh, Parker! Rihanna, we'll camp here.
Yes, Bono.
What? We'll camp here. You're not fit to go on. It's time you had a rest.
I'm the best judge of that.
Well, rest the day. Go on tomorrow, Bono.
What's the good of tomorrow to me?
Tomorrow good like today, Bono.
Oh, you can do what you like. I'm going on.
Oh, come on now, Parker. Just 10 minutes will refresh you. Go on, please.
All right, well, just 10 minutes, but no more.
All right, Rihanna, some water.
Yes, Bono.
In the tree, Jane laces up her boots.
Those are tears, Tarzan. You've never seen tears before, have you? You know why they're there. I must say goodbye. I must go to him. Oh, yes, I must. I can't do it. He loves me.
Love?
He loves me, too. I'm all he's got.
They stand together.
Goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yes. Oh, Tarzan, Tarzan, don't look at me. Not like that. If you do, I shan't be able to go. I must.
They both look down.
Don't you see? Goodbye, my dear.
Their faces inches apart, Tarzan lifts her gently. As Cheetah looks on, Tarzan carries Jane down from the tree. Cradling Jane in his arms, he walks toward the expedition. Holt spots them, stares darkly, and lifts his rifle.
Harry! Harry!
Jane shields Tarzan.
Why, he's brought me back!
Jane!
Jane runs to her father.
Oh, Daddy!
They embrace. Holt glares at Tarzan, his rifle poised.
There. You're all right, dear.
Nearby, a grassy bluff conceals a band of dwarfs. In her father's arms, Jane looks back at Tarzan, who turns and walks away. He disappears into the jungle. Tears stream down Jane's face.
Jane, dear, you belong to us. And he brought you back. Now, you must let him go. He belongs to the jungle.
Not now. He belongs to me. Tarzan!
No, no, no. My child, my child.
Parker leads Jane away. Holt casts an icy stare into the jungle, then follows them. Later, the expedition treks across a dry savanna. The dwarves watch from some bushes. They dart out. Armed with arrows and clubs, the dark-skinned men surround the group.
Stay where you are.
The dwarves close in.
Not a move out of anyone.
Can't say. Have been taken.
Well, if we resist, we'll be butchered.
Jane cowers behind her father, clutching his vest.
Hand over your gun, Riano.
Yes, Bono.
A warrior, 3 feet tall, aims a sharp spear at Holt.
If we do nothing, we stand a much better chance of getting away.
Perhaps you're right.
Are these pygmies?
No, they're dwarfs.
The fierce men crowd their captives.
You go!
Ready, Jane? Yes,
I'm ready.
Jane takes Holt's hand as the dwarves lead them away. Now, at a riverbank, the warriors coax them into wood canoes. Parker, Holt, and Jane sit in one of the narrow dugouts, flanked by two dark dwarves. As they push off, Cheetah lopes up to the river's edge.
Drums are getting louder.
We're getting nearer.
Near what?
I wish I knew.
Jane spots Cheetah.
Cheetah! Cheetah! Go to Tarzan! Cheetah! Tarzan!
Cheetah hops up and down. Cheetah starts to back away.
Go to Tarzan, Cheetah! Tarzan!
As Cheetah heads back into the jungle, the long, slender canoes glide further away from the bank. The dwarves paddle across the wide river. Now Cheetah runs on all fours through the dry vegetation of the jungle floor. The chimp cowers. A sleek leopard tracks him. Cheetah flees and jumps up into a tree. The leopard quickly scales the trunk, stalking the small chimp. Cheetah scampers across branches and jumps into another tree. Panting heavily, the leopard remains in the shadows of the first. Cheetah jumps to safety and resumes his mission. At one of Tarzan's tree homes, Cheetah scurries up to the landing and into its thatched shelter. He waddles back out. Looking around, he starts down, sidestepping along thick vines twined around the tree's trunk. A lioness spots him and charges in. Cheetah takes cover under a fallen tree, hiding his face in his arms. He scampers over the tree. As the lioness leaps at him, he ducks under again. The sleek cat bounds off into the jungle. Cheetah runs out of hiding, loping through the wild. He climbs up a thick tree onto another landing covered with animal skins and pops into another shelter. He scampers back out and climbs down. On the ground, a shaggy-maned lion prowls toward the tree. As Cheetah jumps down, the lion breaks into a run. The chimp zips away and swings onto a low branch. The lion lurks just beneath him, its sharp white teeth bared. Cheetah squeezes his tiny brown body between two branches. Up on its haunches, the lion claws and bites at the bark. Cheetah jumps to a bridge of twisted and knotted vines hanging between trees. He extends his long arms for balance and walks across. The vines shake unsteadily, and he stumbles. He sits on the vine for a moment, then hurries on. Reaching a tree, Cheetah moves stealthily across a twisted limb. The lion continues to pace below as Cheetah scales another towering tree. Now Cheetah hurries into a clearing. Tarzan looks up from a tree limb to see Cheetah zip toward him. Tarzan stands, and Cheetah hurries to his side, his mouth open to reveal squarish teeth. The chimp nods wildly. He pushes and slaps Tarzan. Tarzan follows the chimp higher. Cheetah comes to him. Tarzan points, sending the chimp away. Tarzan scrambles onto a level branch, then leaps off the limb into the air. Grabbing a loose vine, he swings into the jungle, his legs kicking forward for speed. As the vine arcs up, he lets go and jumps to another. Like a trapeze artist, he swings from vine to vine, sweeping through the treetops and dense vegetation. Elsewhere, Cheetah hurries through the trees. He stops above a grazing herd of elephants. Perched on a branch, the chimp bobs up and down and slaps at the rough bark. Below, the elephants fan their ears and curl their trunks. The elephants set forth, their large bodies silhouetted against the bright sun of the savannah. They break into a heavy, pounding trot. Dust rises as the elephants stampede across the dry, grassy plain. Watching from above, Cheetah follows the herd. Arms out for balance, he waddles across a thin extension of vines. The chip pulls himself up into a tree. Below him, the elephants pass in a flurry of dust. Cheetah starts to cross a thick tree trunk. He slips, then grabs a vine and continues around the tree. The elephants charge forward. Curved white tusks jut from the leader. Dangling off a short vine, Cheetah jumps to the ground and runs after the herd. In a wooded thicket, wildebeest dart in all directions. Now Tarzan continues to swing through the trees. He lands on a soft nest of branches, then stands. Sunlight patterns his chest as he looks down at a wide river. He dives, falling over 20 feet into the rippled waters. Nearby, a crocodile snakes into the water. Tarzan starts to swim. Another crocodile darts in after him, white teeth protruding from its long jaw. Tarzan pauses, then strokes rapidly through the water. He stops. Another approaches from the front. Tarzan changes direction and speeds up, his arms pounding the water. He leaves a wake of white foam. Behind him, two crocodiles close in, their eyes bulging just above the surface. A hippo perks up its ears. It glides toward the ape man. As the crocodiles close in, they open their jaws. Their pointed snouts jut from the water. Tarzan swims for the hippo. Quickly, he climbs onto the thick skin of its broad back. Tarzan rides the hippo toward shore, his eyes on the approaching crocs. As they near the riverbank, Tarzan rolls off the hippo and swims the remaining distance. The pair of crocodiles cuts through the water after him. Rigid spines line their flat backs. With the crocs at his heels, Tarzan reaches the bank. Swiftly, he climbs to safety. Nighttime. In the midst of a thick jungle, a high fence surrounds a village. A gate lowers, revealing grass huts and smoking bonfires. A stocky dwarf with a lone tuft of hair and a necklace of animal teeth stands in the gateway. Outside, a group of dwarves leads Parker, Jane, and the others to the gate. The stocky dwarf stares at the white captives. As the arriving dwarves lead them inside, Rihanna, Jane, and Parker tower above their captors. Inside the compound, they pass crowds of bare-bodied dwarves and miniature thatched huts. They approach a tall wall made of bamboo. The dwarves usher them through a small door and into an enclosed arena.
Dark, isn't it?
Don't show any fear.
I'll try not to. Father, Nicholas.
Jane clings to her father's hand as Holt takes a few tentative steps forward. In front of them, hundreds of dwarves dance in the flickering light of the dim bamboo arena. Jane looks around. Near the center, a deep pit cuts into the sodden earth. Dwarves line the edge of the pit. Necklaces of teeth bounce on their rounded stomachs as they sway to the drumming. Jane peers into the pit. Below, a hulking gorilla looks up with a menacing stare. Holt and Parker rush to her side. One of the dwarves smiles wickedly, waving a club made of bone. In the rafters above, several dwarves cast ropes with nooses at Parker's group. One rope snares a porter by the throat. He swings out over the pit. The dwarves lower him down. In the pit, the gorilla eagerly clutches the porter. The dwarves clap and stomp as two more porters are lowered, thrashing into the pit. They struggle in the ape's massive arms. On the ground, the first porter lies contorted, surrounded by bone and rubble. The dwarves snare Riano, drawing him to the edge of the pit. Holt tries to hold him back, but fails. Riano swings over the pit. Nooses bind his wrist and neck. His face knotted in a grimace, he is lowered to the gorilla. Its sharp teeth sink into his shoulder. The dwarves cast out more ropes, and Holt falls to the ground. Parker tries to save him, tugging against the dwarves. As the men struggle, the dwarves nab Jane. Jane swings out over the pit. In her tattered dress, she clings to the snare as she dangles before the grinning crowd of dwarves. Inch by inch, she's offered to the monstrous gorilla. Holt leaps into the pit and lunges at the gorilla. The gorilla grasps Jane at the waist and flings Holt against the wall of the pit. Parker jumps in, wielding a torch. As he slashes the great ape with the flames, Jane drops to the ground. She watches in horror as the gorilla locks Parker in its powerful arms, then hurls him out of the pit. Outside, Tarzan races to the dwarf village. He swings over the fence. Cheetah follows behind. In the pit, Jane lies limp in the gorilla's arms. Jagged teeth line the ape's gaping mouth. Tarzan enters the bamboo arena and scrambles to the edge of the pit. The gorilla looks up. Unsheathing his knife, Tarzan dives into the pit and stabs the beast in the back. Turning to face Tarzan, the gorilla bares its sharp teeth, its beady eyes glaring. The two go head to head, shuffling over Jane's motionless body. Cheetah clambers on the edge of the pit, watching the vicious brawl. The gorilla knocks Tarzan to the ground. As the giant ape lumbers toward the dazed Tarzan, Cheetah jumps on its head. The gorilla grabs the tiny chimp and flails him against the ground like a rag doll. Tarzan comes too, just as the ape tosses Cheetah out of the pit. The gorilla turns back to Tarzan. Tarzan stands. As the ape moves closer, Tarzan hurls his knife. It pierces the ape's leathery face. Nearby, Jane lies unconscious. Holt runs over and carries her to the side. Tarzan climbs onto the gorilla's shoulders and retracts his knife. Holt watches as Tarzan stabs the knife into the ape's neck. The massive animal drops to the floor. In a corner, Holt tends to Jane. Tarzan drags the gorilla toward them, using its massive body as a shield as the dwarves assail him with arrows and spears. Near the high village fence, a dwarf blows into a hollow tusk. At the arena, the savages begin to flee. Down in the pit, Holt cradles Jane. Tarzan grabs her and looks into her pale face. Outside, a herd of elephants stampedes toward the village. Their bodies hidden in a cloud of dirt, they trample over the fence. En masse, the tiny savages run. In the pit, Tarzan and Holt look up, listening. Outside, the dwarves shoot arrows and spears at the herd, then turn and run. The elephants barrel through the village. Men flee up ladders into their huts. The elephants move past, toppling huts and crushing their ladders. More arrows rain down on the elephants, barely piercing their thick hides. In the melee, a group of dwarves launches a spear from a large slingshot. Elephants continue to storm through. Dust obscures the ruined village. The group of dwarves launches another spear, striking an elephant. Its sturdy legs collapse beneath it. In the pit, Jane revives.
Oh,
Jane!
As Jane kisses Tarzan, embracing him, the stampede reaches the arena. One elephant pushes its massive forehead against a bamboo wall. It breaks through. The arena crumbles on all sides. The elephant steps toward the pit and lowers its trunk. Tarzan runs and leaps up. Grabbing the elephant's trunk, he scales the sheer dirt wall of the pit. Holt and Jane watch side by side. Tarzan crouches on the edge, then lowers himself back in to help them out. One hand on the elephant's trunk, he extends the other to Holt and Jane. Holt gives Jane a boost, and she grips Tarzan's wrist. Holt grabs hold as well, and the elephant lifts them all out of the pit. Outside, villagers run from the stampede. At one grass hut, the stocky dwarf leader throws a spear at an elephant, then ducks inside. The elephant reaches its trunk into the hut and drags out the squirming dwarf. Swinging its leathery trunk, the elephant tosses the savage to the ground, then moves its massive body over him. Now, Tarzan helps Holt carry Parker to a group of waiting elephants. Tarzan motions Holt up onto an elephant's back. Next, the great animal slowly lowers its head and trunk for Jane. Holt gives her a hand and helps her climb up in front of him. Tarzan lifts the barely conscious Parker. A second elephant lowers its head, allowing the old man up. He clings to the animal's trunk and forehead. Tarzan climbs up Jane and Holt's elephant, steps lightly across to the second, and pulls Parker onto the animal's back. Tarzan motions to the elephants. In a clearing in the village, a speared elephant struggles to walk, dragging its wounded hind leg. Tarzan and the others move out. Back in the arena, Cheetah digs out from under a pile of grass and bamboo. Now, Holt and Jane ride out of the ruined village. Parker and Tarzan follow. An arrow protrudes from their elephant's backside. Cheetah picks his way out of the arena, limping. Nearby, dwarves shuttle their wounded on stretchers, and the speared elephant hobbles through the village on three legs. Daytime. Tarzan and the others trudge up an easy slope. Their elephants come to a stop.
Why have we stopped? Something wrong?
Agua!
Tarzan, what is it? Oh, look, he's wounded!
Agua!
As Tarzan supports the weary Parker, their elephant drops to its knees. Tarzan dismounts and pulls at the sharp arrow in its tough hide. He tugs it free, then angrily tosses it aside. Tarzan turns to Parker.
Aguna! Aguna!
I want you to change mounts.
I know, no. We must go on.
Oh, but Daddy, he's dying.
I know. One chance. The elephant's graveyard. If he's dying, he'll take us there.
Oh, but Daddy, you can't. You're hurt.
No, no, I'm all right. He's our one chance.
Iga! Iga!
The wounded elephant rises and heads into the jungle. Still aboard, Parker clutches his side in pain.
Oh, Tarzan, Tarzan, we must go too. Understand? Tarzan, with him.
Jane points, slapping her elephant.
Come on.
Tarzan leads their elephant by its trunk after the other. With Parker still on its back, the dying elephant pushes deeper into the dense jungle. Holt and Jane follow close behind, with Tarzan on foot, guiding. Now the group reaches a steep wall of rock. Before them, a waterfall plunges down the escarpment into a shallow stream. Tarzan and Parker ride in the lead. With slow, even steps, the elephants wade into the stream and carry their passengers into a dark cavern in the rock. The elephants emerge in a barren passage flanked by steep, jagged cliffs. Stark white bone and ivory lie scattered across the rocky floor. Jane smiles, her face radiant in a patch of bright sun.
But beautiful. Solemn and beautiful. We shouldn't be here.
It's riches. Millions. Parker, it's true. We knew, didn't we?
Parker clutches his chest and tumbles off his elephant. Tarzan nudges him.
Tarzan!
Jane rushes to her father.
Father! Father! Father!
She rolls him over.
Father!
Jane looks into her father's haggard, lifeless face. Holt joins them and checks Parker's heartbeat. His expression grim, Holt raises his eyes to meet Jane's. Tarzan looks on. Jane touches her father's shoulder, then covers her mouth with the back of her hand. Her slender frame shakes, and she buries her face in her father's chest. Holt gently pats her back. Now Tarzan guides the elephant carrying Holt and Jane away from the escarpment.
We came this way once before.
There's something sad about retracing.
You've been very brave, Jane.
He found what he was looking for. I know that somewhere, wherever the great hunters go, he's happy.
Agua! Hey!
Tarzan motions for them to stop. He helps Jane dismount. Holt jumps down and faces Jane.
I can't bear us to say goodbye like this.
Goodbye. You'll be coming back, Harry. I can see a huge safari with you at the head, bearing ivory down to the coast. Only this time there'll be no danger, because we'll be there to protect you every step of the way.
Holt lifts Jane's hand and presses his lips to it. With one last look, he leaves her. Setting one foot on the elephant's trunk, he climbs back onto the animal. Nearby, Cheetah runs across the grass. Tarzan and Jane watch as Holt rides off on the elephant. Then, hand in hand, they quickly ascend a huge boulder. Cheetah scampers closer, hurrying up the boulder after them. Tarzan helps Jane onto a pinnacle overlooking the clouds. Side by side, they stand gazing at the sparse mountainside below them. Jane waves to Holt. Far below, he waves back, continuing down the hillside. They turn to see Cheetah limping toward them. Jane gathers Cheetah into her arms and smiles at Tarzan, who embraces them both lightly. Wispy clouds float above them. Fade to black. Titles appear above a logo. The end. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.